Friday marked a new day for the Marine Bar, which serves up pizzas and other pub grub. I met Patty Kautz at the restaurant on Saturday afternoon before opening hours. Even with her petite frame, she stood out as she folded laundry in the dark, spacious bar.
It is a lot more pleasant in here when it's packed. Or at least a quarter full.
The governor's plan to reopen was great news for Kautz. She says under the new mandate, she can accommodate 26 dine-in customers. On Friday night, she had just one couple reserve a table at her bar. But Kautz is optimistic. Even if she's not seeing that many more customers, she says reopening is her way of getting things back to normal.
It's life. It's living. The way it is right now, it's not living.
The Marine Bar is the only food establishment that took advantage of the state's guidance to reopen last weekend. Zach's Cafe is sticking to takeout.
Here you go, ma'am. $34.24.
Thank you.
Thanks, darling. Yeah. I preferred it much better when it was a little sunnier. The rain is kind of not fun, but it's been fine.
Catherine George runs a small restaurant with her husband, James. George says it would be awkward for her to open the doors. She could seat 6 people based on capacity, but the cafe is super small. The dining area is about the size of my living room. And thinking of her customers, they don't dine in just for a hot meal.
Like, everybody was excited about the restaurant's reopening, but that doesn't mean all the girlfriends can go have lunch or lunch meetings. It is just your household.
Folks still roll up for lunch and dinner, and it seems like it's working out pretty well. They are closed for Sundays, which is a change.
And I just can't see doing breakfast to go. You know, somebody'd have to walk in the door to pick up their order as James flipped the eggs, because nobody wants cold breakfast.
As restaurants in Wrangell are slow to reopen, hair salons remain shuttered. The 2 salons agreed that last weekend was too soon.
I honestly felt like they were throwing us to the wolves to test us out.
Jenny Jackson owns Pink and White Nails and Hair Salon. She thinks including salons in the first phase of reopening goes against common sense. She does hair, nails, waxing, so she's in close contact with her clients. While masks and gloves are recommended, cross-contamination seems unavoidable.
So I'm holding their hand and doing their nails, and their hands are touching my gloves. So then I have to reach and get a utensil or something. So I take the glove off because I can't touch my clean utensils with a dirty glove. Then I have to put another glove on, and sometimes I'm reaching 4 and 5 times.
While she's consulted with the State Board for Cosmetology, she doesn't see how she could do her job safely.
And if I can't, you know, look at your face and shake your hand, why should I be having to do your hair? Why should I put us both at risk for your hair?
Downtown merchants have been given more freedom to reopen. Groundswell sells handmade jewelry, personal care products, and other Alaska goods. Shop owner Andrew Flickinger says once things shut down, they pivoted to curbside pickup and deliveries. They also decked out their window display and began taking orders online.
We wanted to do that at Christmas time, so because we end up shipping things out for people anyway that call in from out of town. And so we had like halfway created a website, but we had never really uploaded everything. So fortunately, we were like, okay, well, here's the push. Like, let's put everything online.
Flickinger says it's worked out well for her and the customers. Jeff Engerman owns a long-standing fishing and outdoor gear store. He says he's having a rough go at it. With the initial shutdown, he closed for 2 weeks and laid off his staff. After that, he manned the store on his own, letting only one customer in at a time or taking requests by phone.
I had days where I had 2 or 3 customers, and I had days where I had no customers.
With the state reopening, he's hired back staff with the help of a federal loan. He hopes allowing up to 10 customers at a time will help.
You know, I'm grateful for every customer, no matter if we just have one.
But around 2 p.m. Saturday, Engerman didn't get what he was hoping for. More than one customer walked through his doors, but he still says it was dead for most of the day. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.